Bob, Corby, Danny here for you today, sports. And last night, I guess I missed all of this.
Okay, so a couple nights ago, Kat asked us to assist in testing out the idea of working from home.
Correct.
No. Okay, so this was the night that I was gone to Arlington, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then obviously I was off yesterday. So
yeah, and apparently I was busy with Evangeline Lilly on the island and the smoke monster, and I missed the text, and apparently only Jake and Dan showed up for the party line to test their mics, which apparently had to be done on the air.
Yeah, I was unaware. They did want to go live and see how it sounded. It was kind of a preliminary, unofficial test.
If we have to do this.
If somebody in this building gets the thing, then it's going to, at least for a short amount of time, until it takes them, however long it takes to sanitize the entire facility, there's a chance that we would be quarantined to our homes. As I watch Bob vigorously rub his hands together, like
washing my hands,
like Mr. Burns. And basically, you would be in your home, wherever you are, on your couch, in your office, at your dining room table, with a nice USB microphone plugged into your computer on a common portal, which we all can log into. They bring it up here at the station. We kind of mix ourselves and get our own levels to where they need to be even, and we can go live on the air. We can hear the station. We can hear the commercials. We can hear the board op, technical director, if they have any type of contributions. We can hear drops. And last night, I believe we had either six or seven of us all remotely from our homes doing a power hour, a deep night ticket. Some people called it the Corona Pound, which I kind of liked.
All right.
It was fun.
You know what's, so I, there is a woman that lives in my house for very little.
She's actually contributing now?
Yeah, a little.
All right.
But I mean, it's basically free.
So how is, Avon doing?
You know what I'm saying? Is yours essentially for free?
I hear what you're saying.
There's a small amount of rent.
He's not agreeing. He's just listening.
Okay. Well, you know, walking the tightrope, I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah. I try to do that as well.
Yeah.
But her whole point in all this is, I'm really surprised that you guys aren't at home right now.
Yeah. I'm miffed that we're not.
Well, but her thing is, you're so lucky that you get to go to work, because I'm stuck here for 5 hours while you're gone, or 6 hours, or whatever it is while you're gone, dealing with this. And I'm like, let me just paint another picture for you. If I'm at home working, I'm not going to be doing home stuff.
No.
Playing basketball while I'm on the air with the kids.
And not only that, you can't be like in the kitchen where activities with your children are going
on. Yeah, I'm not
going
to be doing laundry.
I had to let my dog outside because she wouldn't shut up.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't. Oh no.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're going to have to find a spot where you can literally be isolated for 4 hours other than whatever breaks we have.
Side yard?
Maybe so.
So. Interested. Yeah, so we were all testing mics, headphones, and all these types of things. And I really didn't know what we were going to be doing. But after completing the tests, after, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, Kat's just like, okay, well, see you guys later. Do whatever you want. And now
we're on the air. It's left up to us to broadcast.
And we can do whatever we want. He wasn't making us broadcast, but here's all our friends. And
so let's do a roll call. It was you.
Yes.
It was Jake. Mm-hmm. It was Dan.
Right.
It was Donovan.
Yes.
It was myself. It was Blake the engineer and Mike Saroy.
Sarois.
And I believe that's it.
I think that was it, yeah.
Blake the engineer is now Blake the producer.
He's always going to be Blake the engineer.
Probably.
It took me a while for that to sink in when you said Blake the engineer, that Blake is now the producer.
And Blake definitely was letting the game come to him. I assume he was playing Madden, because he didn't say just a whole lot, except when he was being
9/11
spoken to directly. But everyone else, I think, had a pretty good time. Right, Danny?
Oh, my gosh. And I will say this, Corby. There is something really cool about being at your house and doing 3-7 or doing a radio show.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So you're saying Norm has it down?
He might have been onto something.
I'll be honest with you. It's pretty badass.
No?
Because I'm 3 feet from the fridge.
Yeah.
The headphone cord reaches all the way, so I see the Pacifico and the bottle opener. Yeah, man, it's great. You can hit your own little mute button if you need to make some noise.
Rip one.
Yeah. Or as Jake said, I hit my mute button so I could jewel.
we had jewelers on the line last night.
You have the full complement of all of the comforts of home, but you're doing 3 to 7.
Do you know there's a lot of people in this industry that's how they live?
Yeah.
Long before a virus?
I know.
I don't get it. Again, I've not experienced this yet, but I like being here.
I do too. The eye contact.
It is interesting whether this is the grass is always greener theory. Especially for those of us with kids and or pets, if like our wives do think that we're going to Six Flags every day.
I know.
Like they think it's one big party here with mascots and cheerleaders and everything.
And what if buffet? We're at home? Right. I mean, seriously, Bob, can you unload the dishwasher? Oh, actually, honey, I'm working.
Yeah. Yeah, work at home guy must be really going through some interesting times right now. If he's not used to work at home guy, you know.
Oh, dude, there's so many people right now who are gone from the house at 6 in the morning that don't come home until 6 p.m. They've done it for 30 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what a seismic shift this is?
Yes, because not only are they trying to get work done from a weird environment, if they have family, their time is being demanded of them just because they are in proximity to family.
Yes.
All right, let's bounce off the controversy from last night off Corby, because I think he needs to hear this. I generated a little bit of controversy, but I think if you just let it soak in a little bit, you'll be with me on this.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, this is from probably about 9:20 until about 9:25. Just a little snippet that I cut down, and
okay.
This is Bob professing his...
No. You don't have to,
you don't have set
to
it up at all?
Taint the sample here.
Okay. There's really no reason to.
Okay.
Okay. Duh. Now, we all agree that coronavirus is bad, right?
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Don't you guys kind of think...
Oh, dear.
...that the coronavirus model, like that picture of coronavirus...
okay.
...is, the coolest thing you've ever seen?
This is the Nazis' uniforms were great for 2020.
Listen, if that was just a piece of artwork, I would hang it on my wall. It's amazing.
Like, great for what? What are you talking about?
Like, you know what I'm talking about, right? The one on all the news stories with, the little red triangles and then the little orange dots, and then it's a big gray ball. I just feel like the designers of the coronavirus logo did a wonderful job.
Like Koosh, the Koosh company is already on this.
It's pleasing to the eye. I can't.
Like, you think it's going to be on a pair of sneakers or something, a T-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah. You wear a coronavirus T-shirt.
You could deliver the T-shirts to the ICUs.
Don't try to twist this. I am simply saying, standalone of the virus, the symbol is.
Bob's in a hazmat uniform going, hey, everybody.
With a T-shirt gun.
I don't know.
But if the coronavirus wins, they send all those T-shirts to Somalia.
Wow.
I am just saying.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes it better. You're just saying.
You know, he's not wrong. It's a great design.
Sturm Center.
Sturm Center versus Kemp Spin.
So Jake joined me. Anyone else want to agree on this? I'm gonna tweet the picture I'm talking about right now.
Can you pause it right here? Is there any way to pause it? So I've heard this, or he's really been on this soapbox now for the last few days. I've heard this in breaks. Like, they keep showing it, and every time they show it on TV, he's like, just look at it.
It's so cool.
He's mesmerized by the artist's rendering of the coronavirus.
It's not even that, right? Is it just under a microscope?
Right. No, they don't have like a Deep Ellum graffiti guy painting it.
I don't know, dude.
That's what it looks like. It's incredible.
There's no way.
Symmetry of it?
Right.
It's really, really beautiful. But Jake was right. It's like saying, man, you know.
No, it's not.
Those Nazi uniforms are really cool.
It's not so saying that
better
at all.
Than the Allies, man.
But
it is that.
In terms of like abstract art, there are things on people's walls that just pleases their brain a little bit, or it just looks kind of cool.
So in
they
20
thought,
years,
let me put this up in my office. Now you would never do this because of what it actually means.
What if in
it
small
doesn't mean
print,
the design is bad?
But what if in small print, like you see it, you have it on your wall, nobody remembers in 20 years what it looks like. But then, like, you know how you have, like, an artist's name at the bottom left portion of a painting?
Bottom.
It just says, COVID. And people are like, wow, what is that?
It's like Banksy.
Who's this artist, COVID, that did this
yeah,
beautiful
do you,
painting?
Do you know of anything else he did?
That did this beautiful painting in 2019.
I've got an original COVID at the house. You want to see it?
Like, is it in poor taste to have the COVID?
Well, and then Dan countered with, I think, SARS and other viruses through the years.
Are they handsome like this?
We might get to that.
Ebola. Okay. Go ahead.
There's more audio.
Okay. Go
Corby stopped it.
Please don't.
Of the coronavirus model.
Do you have it in
your... Well, I just want to say, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. There it is. I just posted it, so now I can get out there and everyone will...
Damn, that is a beauty.
Yeah. It's nice, right?
It looks so friendly.
Hold on. So, is that like a super zoomed in actual photo or just.
So, you didn't tag me? I got to look at it?
I assume. Unblock me. I assume.
That's not a beauty.
It must be what it actually looks like, maybe under a microscope? Or what is this? What is the origin of this photo? Or whatever this is?
Now, if
China?
If we slowed down Bob giving his opinion, would he sound totally baked with that? Just the man.
I think history will look back at this and say, you know, the guy's right.
Interesting, by the way.
And I cannot disagree with you. It's very cool.
It kind of looks delicious.
So what's it supposed to look like? Just the gray without the cool red spikes?
It wants you to interpret it in any way.
They have a smattering of yellow.
So, Bob, if this was on a wall in a frame, you would stand there with your head cocked to the side trying to interpret everything.
I think if it was like at an art gallery, this is one that I would stand there and just gaze at for a while.
Just be like, yeah, they kind of nailed this.
It's too aesthetically pleasing to represent a horrible virus that's stopping down the world. There, I said it.
There it is.
I mean, you got a point.
It's just so, it's like the most stoner thing that happened in that 45 minutes came from Bob.
It is a stoner conversation. Look, hey, I'm going to say something, but I don't know if I really means it or not.
Well, I don't want to give the virus any good pub. You know, it's on its own. It's done horrible things and it needs to be defeated and USA and USA and all that and you know, quarantine and stuff. But, you know.
No, you're right. It's a handsome photo.
It's a very attractive virus.
It is. Now, like the hottest virus.
I think we have seen like Ebola not cool. It looks bad. It looks gross. But
like I picture it being like a hairy, toothy, gnarly looking thing.
With eyeballs.
Yeah. Not this perfectly symmetrical orb with giant red blooms flowering from it.
It's probably how it lures people in, you know?
Yeah, it does. False sense of security and all that. Look at that. Look, I want to eat that. No.
Maybe that's why little kids are by and large immune to it because they've just been picking up these things and eating them for years.
Right.
So did you agree though with my general point after that though that a lot of things that attract us in life are bad for us?
Yeah. Like, you know, like supermodels with AIDS.
Okay. I guess that's on the list, Danny, but that's not necessarily at the start of the list.
There weren't a Scarlet A?
You'd find out soon enough.
Yeah, you would.
All right, so there was my point.
But anyway,
completely sober.
It's nice to know that we have the capability. It sounds pretty good.
It does.
This can be done.
Yep.
So tomorrow.
So Bob never really answered the question, but I said, Bob, would you intentionally contract COVID-19 if it meant you could broadcast from home for 2 years?
No.
You are lying.
I have kids. I can't subject family to this.
Come on. You treat it for 2 weeks. You're going to be fine.
It would make you insane. I'm telling you, thank your lucky stars we're able to show up here.
He wants to work from home.
I'm telling you right now, so this is better.
Okay, so you're saying everyone else has to come to work, but I can broadcast from home?
Absolutely.
Like indefinitely?
Because you're all SARS'd out.
We better do community quick hits coming up next.
We got so many updates. Let's get to them ASAP.